Hey, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. What about leadership? Is there any particular best piece of advice around leadership that you've received over the years that you could pass on to the listeners?
Well, you know, I thought about that, and I've received, you know, so much good information from so many wonderful people, you know, including some of my mentors and even in family members. And, you know, there's a couple of things I'll share with you that I've learned from folks. And one of them is just to allow people to do their jobs. And, you know, we want people to feel empowered. We are not a real hierarchical company. We try to work more on consensus or a team approach to management. But we expect people to do their jobs. And so people who do well, employees at Clearinghouse CDFI that do well are self-motivated and self-direction, have self-direction. You know, not having someone look over their shoulder or micromanage their work. So I think that's one of the best, you know, very basic principles of leadership that I learned from someone, and we try to practice. You know, the other one, and this really was something I learned from my grandfather. He had two quotes that he helped me with. What, you know, really are the first one is really something I came up with. I said, really, our most important asset is our reputation. But what my grandfather used to say is, you know, your reputation is built on deeds, not words. And it's so frustrating, you know, when you hear about, you see commercials about a company that says they really care about you and, you know, they really value you as a customer. And then you try to call them and you're on hold for 2 hours to try to talk to a human being. You know, we try not to be that company. We try to have a live person answer the phone. We try to really protect our reputation. If I get a complaint from a borrower that says that they're trying to reach one of my employees and that employee isn't calling them back, that's a big deal. And we're doing a lot. We're busy, but we always want to respect people. And the last thing, again, these are just little kind of tidbits I've picked up over the years, but you know, is plan your work and work your plan. Again, it sounds simple, Ryan, but it's kind of one of those little practices. You know, we get together, we figure out what we're going to do, and here's our plan, and then we go work it. And that's really some of the most important pieces of leadership advice that I've either heard or acquired over the years.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. And a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, you know, good projects. And so in our service area is California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.